During his first State of the Union address last night, President Biden said fighting inflation was his top priority as soaring prices on just about everything continues to eat into household budgets. And he called out the auto industry as a main culprit.
Look at cars last year. One third of all the inflation was because of automobile sales. There weren't enough semiconductors to make all the cars that people wanted to buy. And guess what? Prices of automobiles went way up, especially used vehicles as well.
Well, one company benefiting from the state of the auto industry is CarParts.com, one of the leading e-commerce providers of auto parts and accessories. They just posted record fourth quarter and full year results. And joining me now is CarParts.com CFO and COO, David Menion. David, good to see you again. So this is, if we're keeping track here, your eighth consecutive quarter of year-over-year sales growth. So you had quarterly sales up 23%, fiscal year sales up 34%. Tell us what drove that growth.
Thanks for having me, Alexis. Yes, you're right. Eighth consecutive quarter of growth, third year of record results. I think what drove these results is the execution. We put together a strategy 3 years ago. We invested in talent, in supply chain, in inventory, in technology. Lots of distractions out there, but we just remain focused on execution.
Lots of distractions indeed, including supply chain issues, which did not seem to touch your company. I believe you had a record amount of inventory at a time when many people across many different industries are having a really tough time. Tell us how you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think supply chain disruption globally is impacting a lot of different companies. We made a lot of investments 2 years ago in building those capabilities in-house. We were very aggressive for the last 2 years in terms of communicating with our vendors, getting space on ships and buying inventory. You know, in our space, it's either you have it or you don't. And we made the decision to have it.
Now, gross profits increased 27%, but at the same time, your net loss widened to about $10 million. What was behind that, David?
Yeah, the GAAP number was negative. We were impacted by some non-cash expenses. From a cash perspective, which is what we manage, we were free cash flow positive. We generated close to $6.5 million of free cash flow. And that's what I decided to focus on.
I want to talk about the future and what the short-term and near-term future looks like for CarParts.com. You know, today we just heard that Ford is going to be splitting up its EV from its gas combustion units. You know, again, its boldest move yet, really, in the electric vehicle space. As more automakers move to EV, what does that mean for a company like yours and your business model?
It means it's an opportunity. I think long-term EVs are here to stay, and that's why we started making those investments a couple of years ago. We were one of the first retailers to build a platform in carparts.com/EV. So for sure, long-term, huge opportunity for us. I think there is a misconception out there. You know, 90% of the parts that we sell are agnostic to the powertrain, so they'll fit an EV, a hybrid, or a traditional combustion engine. So for us, it's just an opportunity to sell more parts.
What is your outlook for this quarter, but also for subsequent quarters? I don't know how far you're looking out. And what do you see as tailwinds? Because there seems to be no slowing down for demand for cars, including used cars.
Yeah, for us, my outlook is three things. It's growth, growth, and growth. And that's driven by execution, the team, financial discipline. You know, for the last 3 years, we've made all those investments. We continue to make those investments. Supply chain, data, technology, marketing. Long term, there's big opportunities in EVs, so we're going to continue executing.
Do you expect these higher prices for new and used cars to last, you know, through at least this year?
Yes. I think, you know, the global supply chain is not showing any sign of easing off. I think the situation in Ukraine is putting a lot of uncertainty. You know, the Fed also talking about interest rates. I think there's just a lot of uncertainty right now in the market. And I expect this to last at least this year, probably into next year.
You also have a lot of sort of square footage coming online soon. Are you opening up a new location or is it distribution center in Jacksonville, Florida? And where do things stand with that?
Yeah, that is correct. So we expanded our footprint in Texas. We took the building next door. We now have 350,000 square feet. We're opening a second facility this year It's going to be our sixth one in Jacksonville, Florida, close to 200,000 square feet. We're hiring, we're receiving inventory. And the ultimate goal for us is always the same, is to get closer to the customer. Our goal is to get to 80 to 90% of the population within one day's transit time.
All right. Well, so far, so good on the execution part. David Meenian, CFO and COO of CarParts.com. Always good to have you here on Yahoo Finance.